Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Myself, my name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. 919-410-7735. You want to weigh in on what we're talking about, what we're dealing with today. Hit the like button, hit the share button for me. Let's get it in, y'all. So much to talk about, so much to deal with today. Man, where do I start? Do I start with the monkeys? Hey, with the monkeys. Do we start with that? Do we start with Trump being mad at Google because he Googled his name and didn't like what popped up? What? They're talking bad about me? They love me. Melania, I'm the king of all blacks. The sire of all Latinos. The emperor of all Asians. Why when I Google my name, it looks like this, Melania? Give me the Keyblade off on the phone immediately. We have to shut Google down. Wait, it's like this on Twitter too? Facebook too? We're going after all of them. Man, do you know that's some dictator stuff right there, for real? That is some real dictator stuff right there. Y'all know that, right? For him to shut down, to try to shut down Google, Facebook, and Twitter because he Googles himself and doesn't like what he see, that's some Kim Jong-un type stuff. Y'all realize that, right? We'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll talk about the monkeys. I want to talk a little bit about Aretha today, because tomorrow is not going to be a live show. I got to do some daddy duty tomorrow. So tomorrow won't be a live show. So let's talk about Aretha, and let's talk about McCain, both of their funerals this weekend. And Aretha, let me say this before I even get into the rest of the show. Aretha will really make you rethink your funeral, won't she? She changing clothes every day. That make you be like, damn, I'm underperforming in my death. I need to set something up like this. Think about who does that. The Queen of Soul. That's who. Man, look. I mean, that is literally, it will make you rethink how you want to die. It will make you rethink it. Like, man, every day she got a different outfit on, make you rethink it. I mean, seriously. So we'll talk a little bit about that. I'm going to talk a little bit about the NFL as we get ready to prepare for that. They're still doing the protests. I'm going to give you my take on that. But I want to start off the show with the monkey comments. Also, I'm going to play something for you guys. I'm going to play a clip for you guys today. that somebody sent me, one of the truth fighters sent me, but it's so accurate to what's going on today. I posted it on social media. I even sent it to Trump because I want people to see how people were talking and thinking even back in 1947 and how it's comparable to today. But so for everybody who may not have heard, you had your two nominees on each party from the Democrat and Republican side in Florida decided day before yesterday, Gilliam and DeSanto. Santo is Trump's guy. He's a Republican. Gilliam, Tallahassee mayor, brother. He wants the Democratic side. DeSanto goes on Fox News. He says, look, we can't be monkeying around with this. We don't want a socialist agenda going on in Florida. People are going crazy. Oh, he called him a monkey. He didn't call him a monkey, y'all. If you go listen to the clip, he wasn't saying it in a derogatory manner. Now, with that being said, should he have said it, period? No, because of the historical context of it. Now, for folks who don't understand the historical context of it, I'm not even going to go back into slavery or anything like that. I'll give it to you just in two simple contexts where you can understand. Because most folks who are over 35 have seen Woody Woodpecker. Go look at the old Woody Woodpecker shows and how they depicted Africans on that show. They made them look like apes and monkeys and chimpanzees. These are cartoons that we grew up with, okay? Then the term barrel of monkeys, that comes into effect here too, because you realize it was a period in time in this country where a black person could not laugh in a public street. If you had to laugh, you had to stick your head in a barrel to laugh. And thus the term a barrel of monkeys were invented. So by him saying monkey, period, even if he wasn't being racist, which you can argue he was, but you can also argue he wasn't because you don't know what his mens rea, which is a legal term, which means his mindset was when he was saying it. But if you listen to the context of it, it doesn't sound like he was trying to be racially motivated. But you can also make the argument that that was a bell and whistle call, a dog whistle call. So I honestly see all the spectrums of this argument. But if you're going to make the argument that he didn't mean this in a bad way, you also got to make the argument he shouldn't have said it, period. Shouldn't have said it, period. Okay? Shouldn't have said it, period. And so that's the context that everybody needs to look at it in. You ain't got to say he's a racist, or you can say he's a racist. It's up to you on how you view it. But the reality of it is that he's too educated, he's too seasoned. He should have been in that moment able to say to himself, well, let me not use this word, because historically speaking, this is something that somebody can view as a wrong way that I'm saying it. Now, what's happening, which is true now, Obama said the same term. Y'all realize that, right? He said it when he was talking about creating the healthcare legislation. He said, we can't be monkeying around with this. Nobody had a problem with it. Nobody had a problem with it. So you see, we got to look at this from all angles on this, right? Got to look at it on all angles. Now, what hurts this man too is he has a history. Have y'all seen his commercial about the wall? I don't know how many people have seen this who don't live in Florida, but see, the only reason I've seen it is because, you know, I follow all the political races around the country. So I always go look at their commercials and stuff, you know, just to see what they're talking about. I mean, it's literally you, when you got a history of being on the fence of racial animus, you need to make sure when you on national TV, you don't use a word that can sound like you're trying to be racial. Now, do I believe this makes him a racist? I can't say that. I don't know what he was thinking when he said this. I don't. He could have literally been just saying it. It may be something he says all the time. Who knows? Who knows? And see, part of the reason that I take the position that I'm even taking on this is because I've been there. When I was doing Bill O'Reilly's show and I told Juan Williams he needed to go back on the porch, everybody just thought, I just knew, oh, he's trying to be racial. I really wasn't trying to be racial in that moment. I was saying it in a sense like, boy, bye. You can go back on the porch if you can't run out here with the big dogs. Go on back up there to the porch. So to me, it was shade. To me, it was inappropriate to say the word, but that doesn't make him a racist in my book because I don't know. I don't know. Now, should people be saying you shouldn't use this word? Absolutely. 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 Because if he would have been up there and he was running against somebody else, let's say a Latino or Italian, and he said a derogatory term about them, people would say something, even if he wasn't saying it in a way that could be conceived derogatory. So, with that being said, let me say this to all of you. When we come out of this break, I'm going to tell you why it don't matter what he said. Don't matter if he's using this word. Because I'm explaining to you why the only way Gilliam can win this race in Florida is if a miracle happens. I hate to be this dude today, but I'm finna break down these gubernatorial races. The only person who really got a shot to win it is Stacey Abrams. Everybody else, being jealous, that's my boy. I don't think he got a chance in Maryland. Because you got black people who don't want to vote for Ben because he ain't got no experience. I'm just being honest. He ain't ran nothing but the NAACP. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you why what this man said really doesn't matter at this point, because it's a whole different argument going on in Florida. You're listening to WB.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with car checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to BizTalk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
Post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour. We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one street fighter in...
The trail every other Friday, bro.
All right. So let me kind of give you a glimpse into these gubernatorial races across the country, because the reality of it is that it doesn't matter what DeSantis is saying, whether you believe he's racist or not, that really don't matter. I'm going to be honest with you. And the reason why it's not going to matter and play out is because of really, if you look at the numbers, if you go look at the numbers right now, if everybody voted the exact same way they voted in these two primaries, the Republican would win. Now, you have a huge independent bloc in Florida that could not vote in the Democratic or Republican primaries because they're registered as independents. In some states, as an independent, you're locked out of the primaries. You can vote in the general, but you're locked out of the primaries. Now, that's going to be the key to that state. Now, the problem that Gillum is going to have, right, the huge problem he has, and see, let me say this. The Democrats are really turning into the Socialist Party, y'all. And they're going so far left that the independents and the moderates aren't going to be able to vote for them. And let me explain to you why I'm saying that, right? In the state of Florida alone, it's 250,000 black business owners. He wants to raise corporate taxes on these businesses up to 7%. Now, that's just the black businesses that's going to be affected. That ain't including everybody else who's a business owner. So, what do you think these black-owned businesses are going to do? They're not going to vote for him if they're going to be hit with a 4.5% or 3.5% tax hit. They're not going to vote for him. They're not. This is the same reason Trump got the vote that he got for blacks and Latinos. Because they looked at him and was like, well, he can get me a job. People going to vote with their wallets. And everything that he's proposing, he has to pay for it. Now, Florida has another problem that he's hit with. It doesn't have a state tax, y'all. The reason people retire to Florida is because there's no state tax. If he's giving free education, more money to teachers, free health care, how you pay for this? You got to pay for it, right? So you pay for it either one or two ways. You raise the state tax, or you raise the corporate tax, or you raise gas tax, cigarette tax, food tax. You got to tax something to pay for all this stuff. That's the problem he's going to have. That's the problem Gillum is going to have. That is the that's going to be the biggest problem he's going to have, because those independent and those business owners are going to be like, wait a minute. If he hit us with a state tax, people going to be lit. I mean, people going to lose their mind down there if they put a state tax on them, because they've never had a state tax. It's just like Texas, just like Delaware. People go to those states because it's tax free when it comes to the state level. If you raise the tax on the corporations, that makes small business owners and big corporations not do business in the state. So I'm trying to let y'all know, don't get caught up, because see, the media is going to try to get you caught up in this racial thing. Look at what's going on in the race itself. And see, this is the problem. This is the problem that every Bernie Sanders disciple is going to have. Because it's great ideas to say, I want to give people free education. It's great ideas to say, I want to give people free health care. It's great ideas to say, I want to pay teachers more money. I want to raise the minimum wage. But that all takes money. Where does the money come from? Where does the money come from? See, that's the whole problem. Being jealous is going to have the same problem in Maryland. He's going to have the exact same problem in Maryland. And you got a bunch of educated black folk up there who I personally have talked to, who like, man, it's a lot of people here who black is not going to vote for Ben. I'm like, why not? Why y'all not going to support him? He's going to have to raise taxes to do what he's doing. And we don't want the taxes raised. See, people are voting their pocketbook. They're not voting everything else no more. This is the problem that everybody that Bernie is tapping is going to have a problem. Now, it's different, the folks who run it for Congress and Senate. You know why it's different for them? Because they're not in control of your state taxes. They're not in control of your local taxes. Governors are. They play a huge role in that budget. I mean, so you got to understand that people are looking at this from a monetary position. Now, Stacey Abrams has a shot. A lot of people think she's not going after the black vote. But let me explain to you why she's not attacking the black vote as much as you all think she should. Actually, what she's doing is she's taking a educated gamble, y'all. Let me explain to you what she's doing. Georgia is a state that is almost identical to the state that I grew up in. And the state that I grew up in is Illinois. Illinois is one of these states like Georgia. You have Chicago that has a huge population of black people. Then you got the rest of the state. The rest of the state is either majority white or 65-35 white. Georgia is a state like that. You got a huge population of black folks in Atlanta and in the surrounding Atlanta areas. But as you move further south and further north up in Georgia, it becomes more and more white. This is why Georgia is a red state. And because it's a red state, she understands that I'm going to take an educated risk that my people are going to show up and show out for me. I just got to get some of theirs. I got to get some of theirs. I got to pull some of them over to me. Because if she doesn't pull any of them over to her, even if all of us go to the polls and vote, she can't win. She can't win. See, this is the same thing that Obama understood. Obama understood, I got my people, but I got to give these folks over here something to get some of them over to us, because I can't win without them. She can't win without them. So she's taking an educated gamble that, hey, my people, you know me. You know who I am. Show up and show out. But I got to get some of them, y'all. I got to. We come back. We talk a little bit more about that. The WB.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football. Gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how Geico could save him a lot of money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. So, this here story has a happy ending after all.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, wannabepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. Look, at the end of next break, when we come back, I'm going to play something for you guys because I want to show you how we may have been here before, where we're at in America in this place and time back in 1947. Now, before we went to break, I was explaining about the gubernatorial stuff and how literally what's going on in each one of these races is that, look, you have Gillum, who I think is a good guy, and I think that he wants to do the right thing, but I think that the problem that the Democrats are going to have in a lot of these races, the problem isn't going to be the Democratic base. It's going to be that moderate and that independent. That's going to be the problem. Because the Democrats are so far left right now that people are going to look at some of that stuff and be like, okay, you're going to have to raise taxes to make this work. We don't want our taxes raised anymore. That's going to be the problem. That's going to be the huge problem for all of them. For every last one of them. And so... let me tell you the one thing that Trump is doing that's a good thing for this country. Is one thing I got to give him credit for. He is making more and more people become middle folk again instead of all the way left or all the way right. And the reason I'm saying that is because folks are realizing, wait, it's some things he's doing that's helping, but it's a lot of things he's doing that is hurting. And so it's making them be in the middle. They're like, that's bad, that's good. That's bad, that's good. They're not just going, oh, whatever he does is right. Now, you got some folks who are like that, but you got folks on the left like that. Whatever he does is wrong. And so he's getting folks to look at stuff in the middle. The other thing that he's doing that quite honestly, I told y'all I love this. I love him for this. He's making people show who they really are. Look, y'all been working next to folks all your for 5-10 years. You think you know them. They undercover Trump lovers. All you got to do is say something about Trump and they can't hold it in. It just comes to the surface. He'd be like, Susie, did you see Trump last night? He's an idiot. What do you mean he's an idiot? He's making the economy do this. You're making more money right now. I don't care. He's an idiot. Why would you say you don't care? They can't help themselves. It comes out. It comes out. Now, somebody just asked, which of Gillum views do I consider socialist? I mean, if you're talking about... let's look at the definition of socialism. Socialism means everybody gets the same thing. Equal across the board. All right. It means that basically the government provides, it's free. If you give them free education, free college, free education, that's a socialist position. Now, like I said, I would love for that to be the case. The problem is, how do you pay for this? How do you pay for it? That becomes the real issue here. It's really not his ideas. It becomes the question of how do you pay for it? That's what makes it a problem. Not the idea itself is the problem. The problem becomes how do you pay for it? And like I said, in Florida, you got a state that doesn't have state taxes, has a lower corporate tax.
You raise them, corporations leave, small businesses close. You raise the state, you put a state tax on that, people lose their mind. So you got to look at this from a different position, right? You got to look at it from, okay, what literally is going to change a voter's position? And what will change somebody's position is if they got to pay for the position. If they got to pay money out their pocket, they don't want to do it. That's just being honest with y'all. I'm just being honest. Same thing with Ben. Ben is my guy. I love Ben Jealous. But the reality of it is everything he's saying is what Bernie Sanders is saying. It costs money. How do you come up with the money? Maryland is one of the most highest tax states in America. It is so, what people fail to realize, it's a lot of money in Maryland, especially Prince George's County. It is a whole lot of wealth in Maryland. And them folks don't want to pay no more taxes. They're getting taxed like crazy already. So you're going to have a lot of people who are going to say, man, I want to vote for the brother, but I don't want to pay no more taxes on this. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Now, let me tell you what's funny, though, right? Black people are in an interesting position right now. You know why we're in an interesting position? Because of what happened on Fox News with DeSanto. Let me tell you why this makes us an interesting position. You have white liberals who are saying, just forget about what DeSanto said about the monkey comment. Let's just keep it moving. But as a black person, we shouldn't keep it moving. We need to say something about it. We need to literally address it. We need to say, look, even if you want to say it wasn't said in a derogatory fashion, it still has a historical context that is uncomfortable for us as a people. So it shouldn't be said, period. And so we're in a very interesting place because, see, our white liberal friends, they're afraid, well, if you say something, you got some racists who wasn't going to vote for this guy. Now they're going to go vote for him because they think he's against the black man. But the reality of it is that we have to say something, because if we don't say anything, then this continues. And see, this is the problem. The whole reason he felt comfortable enough saying this, whether it was said for a derogatory purpose or not, goes right back to the argument that I gave y'all about Omarosa that y'all got mad at me about the president coming out calling her a dog. And I told y'all then, it ain't even about Omarosa. If he feels comfortable enough to say this, what do you think every other person is going to say who thinks like that? It's only going to get worse if we don't stand up for her right now. Wasn't about her. It was about the fact of them being able to do it and feel comfortable enough to do it. This is what happened with him. This is what happened with him. See, people got mad at me. Oh, man, y'all, you just trying to stand up for Omarosa. No, it had nothing to do with her. I'm somebody who, when I look at something, let me tell y'all how my mind works so y'all will really understand. When I look at something, I'm not just looking at what's happening right now, because that's so simplistic to me. That's a basic thinker's thought process to me. When you just look at what's happening right now and not what could happen or what might happen, you are not seeing the forest for the trees. Because you're so caught up in the emotional part of it, you're just seeing what's right in front of you. You ain't even thinking about, well, wait a minute, if I don't get on this right here, right now, this is going to happen down the road. As my mama would say when I was a little boy growing up, she'd be like, oh, no, let me nip this in the bud right now before it blooms. And this is what I was trying to get y'all to understand with Omarosa. Folks, oh, you just trying to defend her because she's your friend. Nope. had nothing to do about defending her. Had to do with the fact that if this man could call her a dog and people don't go crazy about it, all the rest of them going to see it as a pass to be able to do the same thing. This is why he felt so comfortable saying the monkey comment. Next hour, we talk about this Uber driver in Florida talking about he's standing his ground after he shot somebody in his car. Talk a little bit about that. But first, I want to play a clip for y'all when we come back. You listen to WB.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient to most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz for you.
This is Biz Talk Radio.
Keep listening to this station or take us on the go by downloading our free smartphone app, Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now, right now, right now.
All right, let me play this video for you guys. I'm gonna turn this up, and hopefully everybody can hear this real good. I want to play this and just show you how this is a video from 1947. All right, 1947. I want you to listen to what they're talking about and think about what's being said today. All right.
You how this is the video.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me, because I was setting this up. I was setting this up for y'all to be able to hear it like that. Okay, here we go. Let's go. Listen to this.
He got on the train with $200. He couldn't see any harm in a friendly game of cards. What if the other men were strangers? And take Joe Collins. He's got a nice wife at home. But he met this girl at the bar, and she looked after the first couple of drinks.
Okay, it's so an ad, y'all. I got to skip the ad for a second. So
let me show you how I did it. First up.
All right.
Come of us real Americans. Now I'm
this kind of talk before, but I never expected to hear it in America.
And I tell you, friends, we'll never be able to call this country our own until it's a country without. Without what?
Yeah, without what?
Without Negroes. Without alien foreigners. Without Catholics. Without Freemasons. You know these people.
What's wrong with the Masons? I'm a Mason. Hey, that fellow's talking about me.
And that makes a difference, doesn't it?
Almost up against a break, but I wanted to just play this for you guys to see. This is in 1947, and they're talking about we got to get rid of the Negroes, the Catholics, the Masons. We got to build the wall. Got to get them out. They taking our jobs. I mean, this is what they're saying. This is what they're saying in that video in 1947. Now, if you follow me on social media, I have the video posted. You can just go hit play and play it right there from social media. But this is what they were saying in 1947. That America would never be America unless we got rid of all the Negroes. And this white man was agreeing with everything this man was saying until he said, get rid of the Masons. Then he was like, wait a minute, I'm a Mason. What's wrong with the Masons? He's up and shut them down. It's up on my personal one. You can go on either one of them and hit it, and you'll be able to play it right from YouTube. So you can listen to it for yourself. But I just want to show you how the mindset is still the same. And then when we come back, let's talk about what the Nazis did, because he said something very important there. He broke them down and apart with prejudice. This is exactly what is going on in America right now. I'm going to show you this when we come back. You're listening to WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.